Hey, did you sleep in on
Monday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nath catch-up.
G'day, guys. I mean, you've obviously missed a show. That's why you're listening to the catch-up. But Monday show was an absolute cracker.
You are in for a treat, podcast fan.
Yeah. You personally. I know what your name is. Not going to say it.
There's some great things. I mean, I tell a story about my girlfriend's dream, Courtney.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a good dream. Yeah. It gave us the opportunity, if we ever need to leave early, we now have.
No, it doesn't, because it's one of those things that we can't do.
Well, you say I say can.
When we're talking
Your cup is half empty, my cup is half full.
No, it's not half full if it's on fire. You'll get that once you listen to it.
Listen to the podcast.
Yeah. I've got a Kmart story for you, Jim.
Love me Kmart.
There's a new product flying off the shelves. You guessed the last one. It was the knot cushion. You failed to guess the most recent one.
I did not get this one.
No, you failed quite
did
miserably.
Not get my...
Oh, did yeah, not. Sorry. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I know. You said it angrily, so I didn't know if you were just wanted to assert your point.
I am stupid and I didn't get your game.
I was like, okay.
You know, my favorite thing though on this podcast is, Nath, you missed a positivity. You love just going and getting life.
Yeah, I'm a
grabbing it.
I'm a glass half full guy.
Yeah. If it's on fire. No, you try to set a world record. I mean, it's obviously you can't get it done. When you listen, you'll be like, there's no way you guys can do it. But Nath, you tried anyway, and I admired that.
Never say never. We might come back to it afterwards because I did fail. But
we need a lot more people to get it done.
Yeah, heaps of stuff coming up. Enjoy.
Nath, my girlfriend Courtney, she had a dream on the weekend. She told me what happened, and I'm thinking we may be able to use it. She might be onto something.
Oh.
Yeah, so she had this dream. And in this dream,
she played a harp.
She became a professional harp instructor. She lived out a dream. No, in this dream, we did something. We kept doing. She was dreaming about us, and you and me kept doing something to get out early of the radio show.
Right.
So imagine it's like, you know, we're on 6 till 9 every morning. Welcome, Hobart. Your new way to wake up in.
2018.
Fair enough.
Well done. You forget what year it was. Did you?
Yeah,
you wanted me to say the year.
Well, it's still February, so I keep writing 17, and then I keep trying to make the 7 and 8.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, at least that's an easy one to do.
Yeah, 7 to 8 is actually an easy one.
But if you're doing, like, 3 to 9,
yeah,
that's a hard one.
It doesn't work. Anyway, so Courtney, my girlfriend, she had this dream. So it'd be, like, in the dream, it'd be, like, 8:30, right? So we're finishing at night, so it's half an hour, and you and me look at each other and go, do you want to get out of here? And we go, yeah. And then we do something, and then we just leave. And she's like, you kept doing it because you just wanted to leave a little bit early.
Does the something we do allow us to come back? It's not something like illegal and they pull us out of the studio and never come back.
Well,
it's something that...
To remind you, Nath, this is a dream. I'm going to say if we actually did this, we could probably only do it once and we wouldn't return.
Right.
Have you got any ideas of what it might be?
Breaking something?
Actually, no, to be fair, they were only little. So we did these little things. So maybe we could return to the studio.
Oh, lots of little things.
Lots of the same thing, but just little versions of them all the time.
We get like impersonators, but they're really small. Nimmy and Jake coming.
Mini me. No. So this is what happened. In my girlfriend Courtney's dream, you and me want to leave early and we just start a little fire. In the studio.
How did we get away with that?
So, like,
isn't if we did this, we may not get fired.
No, but it's like a tiny little fire in the corner of the room, and we just walk outside. Apparently, we went, guys, there's another fire in the studio. And we'd leave. They'd put the fire out, and then the next day we did the same thing. So, thoughts, starting fires in the studio.
Yeah, no, I think your girlfriend might have a problem with fire.
Hey, Nath, you were just talking about earlier on the show. Unfortunately, the Hurricanes, they did lose last night. It was the end of the line for the Kane train. Strikers, 2 for 202. I mean,
it's hard to chase that.
Very hard to chase that. We were talking about it. Catches win matches. There was a few drop catches, unfortunately.
Few opportunities, but...
Yeah, I mean, you look at it, Hurricanes made 5 for 177. So that's only 25 runs.
Oh, they still did well. I mean, it wasn't a flogging.
No, not by any means. But it's just, you know, that makes it even harder when you sort of look at it. And
you'd
see,
almost prefer to lose by 100 runs. wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think like if you lose well, like you're like, ah, oh, we were comprehensively beaten. But if you lose close, it's like, ugh.
It's a lot of could've, should've, would've.
Like I've always said at the Olympics, if I was ever to compete, which I probably wouldn't because I'm not very good. But
probably wouldn't. Definitely wouldn't, mate.
No, mate, because they're putting like, what are they putting in the next Olympics? Yeah, isn't gymnastics?
BMX. Are you going to take that?
I'm saying chess might get a run. I'm not good at chess.
You can't even play chess? You can't even play chess.
Radio might be the Olympics. No, but I'm saying
you certainly won't be in the Olympics.
Nath, I'm saying though, if you gold, like the medals, you want a medal. You want gold, silver, bronze. I've always said I'd rather come fifth than fourth.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's true, because fourth is confetti.
Yeah, because fourth is you've just missed out on a medal.
Yeah.
You'd feel awful, whereas fifth, you're like, oh, wasn't it?
I still made the final.
Yeah, I think fourth is worse than last.
Yeah, you know what it is, especially if you're doing gold, silver, bronze medals.
Yeah. Like, you get an Olympic medal, you've just missed out on forever, like, having this medal. No one can take it away from you, and you're fourth.
Do you think in the Olympics, I mean, I don't know this, they might do it behind the scenes, is there just, like, a participation ribbon for making the final? Surely they get something. Because if you're training, what, they've got 4 years in between Olympics, you're training for 4 years for this one moment, especially if you're doing the 100-metre sprint, and you come fourth, surely, I mean, Mr. Olympics has given you a little ribbon or a pat on the back or a free Macca's voucher or something.
I think like part of not winning an Olympic gold medal is just being at the Olympics. You know what I'm saying?
Because
you're with all the other big athletes. There's the, you talk about free Macca's, there's the village where athletes eat.
Yeah, and you can't eat it before you perform.
No, but I mean like you want to get in on, what are the early events? Like swimming. Swimming is something you want to do because they're one of the first things, right? So swimming's done, right? You come eighth. Who cares?
So, but you're in the final.
Yeah. No, even in the heat. I don't care. Just get me.
You get disqualified in the heat, so get
Get me in lane eight.
Yeah.
Just go, yep, sweet. And then I just hang around. I get to hang out with, like, the basketball team, meet LeBron James, get his signature, stuff my face with Macca's, enjoy the closing ceremony.
Because they're going to look at you and go, that's the guy who came eighth. I'm not chatting to him. He's a loser.
Come on. I'm sure I could get seventh.
All right, who do you reckon you're going
to
beat?
No, if I had to represent the Olympics at something, what could I do? What would be the easiest? Walking. That's an Olympic sport.
Yeah, but that's hard technique, though. It's not just normal
strolling. Yeah, but I'm saying I reckon I could get in as a participant. Like, I'm not going to win anything.
You can walk.
But I reckon I can put my hand up and say, hey, I'm Jimmy, and I can walk.
Okay, well, we'll see you next Olympics then, won't we, buddy? The truth in my life. Em and Ed on Hit 100.9. We are Jimmy and Nate.
Yeah, well done.
Clever.
don't say your own things are clever.
Okay, I'll just do this. Jim, last week I praised you because you're one of the first people ever to discover one of the new products that came up, which was going to be extremely popular. Do you remember what that product was?
Yeah, the knot cushion.
Yeah, can you just describe it quickly for everybody?
It looks like a bunch of ropes sort of tied together, but it's a cushion.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
It looks like a big knot.
It does, yeah.
But it's also a cushion, hence the name knot cushion.
Yeah, well done. We had a caller even when you were talking about, we had a caller, Simon from Glenorchy. He caught up last week and told us what happened when him and his wife heard us talking about the knot cushion.
Thanks very much, but I have to blame you guys for something.
Oh, yeah, what mate. Have we done?
You talked about those bloody knot pillows the other day on air, and so now we have to get them because I said, no, they're rubbish, we don't need them. No, the boys on the radio are smoking on them, so we have to come and get some knot pillows.
You can see a photo of the knot pillow or knot cushion on our Instagram at Jimmy and Nath.
So this knot cushion, as I said, was flying off the shelves. Everybody was getting them. They were popular all around the country, not just Hobart.
Yeah.
The reason I brought you here today, Jim, is because the knot cushion is now old news.
Yeah.
There's a new product that there's people are going crazy about. Now, I thought because you were one of the first people to find and discover the knot cushion, maybe you would already know what this new product was. So before I tell you, I want you to guess, if you don't already know, what the new product is that's flying off the shelves at Kmart.
The new it thing in Kmart.
The new it thing. The knot cushion's out. There's a new thing in.
There's a new thing in. Well, look, to be fair, my girlfriend Courtney's the big Kmart person.
Yes.
Like, there's a 24-hour Kmart near us in Newtown. If she could spend 24 hours there a day, she would. I remember in the space of one day, we were there three times.
Okay, but this isn't phone a friend.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I haven't been to Kmart in about a week, so...
I thought maybe you'd be on the catalogues online, just Kmart, keeping up to date.
Kmart.com.au. What area of the house is this item located, Nate?
I guess you could have it in the lounge room.
You could have it in the lounge room. Is it some sort of throw?
It's not a throw. It's not quite decorative.
Not a decorative.
It's quite different to the knot cushion.
It's a table.
Yeah, you're getting warmer.
It's a little like coffee table.
Yes. Yep. What's it made of?
It's made of something that tables wouldn't usually be made of.
Well, I mean, no, actually a lot of tables are made of this.
It's made of wood.
No, that's the one thing it's not made of.
Okay.
Here, let me give you a picture of it. That's it there.
Oh, it's like a steel bottom with a marble top. It's a round,
I knew you'd know.
What's the name of it?
It is the Stylish Marble Side Table. So they're very clever with their names.
Yeah, no, my girlfriend definitely wants one of those.
It's retailing for $28.
$28, man, that is a bargain.
Oh, really? So that's what I was going to ask. So this has got your endorsement?
Yeah, this is Jimmy from Jimmy and Nath on the new hit breakfast show. Yeah, go get yourself a marble top table from Kmart.
Yeah, well, great, because Simon from Glenorchy's just caught up. His wife made him buy four.
Nath, last week we found out from J.K. Rowling.
The big Rolls. The big Rolls Royce.
The Rolls Royce. The author of Harry Potter. She took to Twitter to give out some tips on how to write books. Just a quick rundown. It's you got to decide what your book's about, set a word count, give yourself daily deadlines, get some feedback along the way from family and friends, which I found a bit odd. Because, I mean, unless your family and friends are professional writers.
who's your uncle? Jai Courtney. Oh, yeah, great. Yes, we'll ask him. Yeah.
And work on your book every day. You just got to keep the work up. Now, Nath, you are a huge Harry Potter fan.
Big fan.
You are joining us for the first time, Nath, like, you went to Harry Potter World.
Yes.
You know all the spells?
Not all of them, but most of them.
Tell me about the board games that are at your house.
Oh, I've got Harry Potter, Monopoly, Trivia, Scrabble and Pictionary.
And haven't you got also a chocolate Monopoly?
Oh, yeah, Chocolate Monopoly. Yeah.
But it's also Harry Potter.
Yeah, it's Harry Potter. I mean, it's half now because Dumbledore was really tasty, but that's another story.
Yeah, so you're a massive Harry Potter fan. So what I thought was just during this week, every day on the show, you could write your own Harry Potter book because J.K. Rowling has given you the tools to do so. So every day this week, we'll get just a little chapter of your own Harry Potter book. You've already come up with some characters and a storyline. But you're going to...
What do you want? No, I'll give you a recap of this. The book's called Harry Potter and the Better Wizard Who's Even More Magical and Cool, part one.
Yeah.
Because who knows, it might take off, part two. My word count...
Because that's what J.K. Rowling did.
Yeah.
The first book was called part one, wasn't it?
Oh, she didn't know that it was going to take off.
Yeah, okay.
Did, though.
You do, though.
Some of my characters, have got Harry Potter in there, Nathledore. He's the main dude. He's if it was to be in a movie, he'd be played by Danny from Grease, so John Travolta.
What?
Because he's cool.
Hey, I'm John Travolta and I'm a dog of what?
Wow. Is that Nathledore? Possibly.
What? John Travolta's like 50.
Yeah, but he's cool. Young like,
what's,
Johnny.
What's, why is that kid here, Mum? I don't know. Hey, I just want him to do some magic.
Get him out of here. Sharon Weasley's in there. She's a love interest. And another character, Jimani. She's Nathledore's best friend. She's a bit of a nerd. Yeah. Okay, I've written the first chapter.
Okay, this is the first chapter of your Harry Potter book.
Okay, here we go. Jemini was just a small-town girl living in a magical world. She took the Hogwarts Express from Trafalgar Square. Nathledore was just a city boy born and raised in South Detroit. He also took the Hogwarts Express from Trafalgar Square. Nathledore learned to ride a broom. Jemini smelt like wine and cheap perfume. For a smile, they shared the light while the other students got on and on and on and on.
I've got to stop you there because it sounds like that's Journey.
No, yeah, it is a journey. The chapter's called The First Journey. I'm continuing. Everybody knew Nathledore was the chosen one and was much cooler than Harry Potter. But he needed everyone to believe in him to defeat the evil bad guy. Haven't got a name for him yet. So he told the students, "Don't stop believing. I'll fly straight through the ceiling. Don't stop believing. I'm magical."
I don't know if we'll do this all week.
Why not?
It was awful.
You're not a believer, mate. That was the journey.
Hey, I'm the Jared Travolta.
BB Rexa, Florida Georgia Line, Meant to Be on Hobart Hit 100.9. It's Jimmy Nath.
If it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Wow, Florida. Thanks for coming in, guys.
That's my favourite song we're playing at the moment.
Is it?
I don't know why. When I first heard it, I was like a bit on the fence, and now I'm just all around it.
It's catchy. They're a good combo.
It is. You wouldn't expect BB Rexha and Florida Georgia Line to be together, but here we are.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you what. Speaking of world-breaking facts,
That's not a segue.
It is.
No one, a segue. No one mentioned world breaking fact.
No, I said they come together.
I said that was a good song, and you went, speaking of bananas in Tropicana. No, mate.
Look, I tried.
Just talk about it.
There's a city in England. They're devastated after they've fallen 28 cans short of breaking the world record for the most soft drink cans open simultaneously. That was an example of one.
Thanks.
The record.
Point that one out.
The record currently stands at 1,149. They've only done 1,122 at the gala night, so they were devastated.
So 1,149 is the world record?
Yeah, for people opening cans simultaneously.
So soft drink cans being opened at the same time, 1,149. Yep. I'm surprised. That doesn't seem
that much, I know.
Yeah, like that seems an easy record to beat.
Well, I mean, it's like there's a lot of people. You need a lot of people in the room to do it. It's hard to just get 2,000 people to hang out and open cans together.
Yeah, the thing I find interesting about this is, like, someone else attempted it and fell short.
Mm.
Like, how do you fall short on this?
Exactly.
This isn't Usain Bolt running 100 metres and going, oh, I fell short of my world record. There's a number. You just get more than that number. And you win.
And don't you count the people who are in there with you?
Yeah, like you just, as they come in, like, oh, we fell short. Well, just get more soda cans.
Or just invite 1,150 people. That's all you got to do.
I don't get world records because you just need one more person. It's like,
so easy to do.
We beat it.
Unless maybe they did have enough people, but then some of the cans were faulty or not counted. Because you need to have Guinness World Record officials in there, and maybe some people failed to open it at the right time.
Sorry, if you can't open a soda can, I mean, I don't think we can be friends.
Well, that's the thing. Don't invite them if they can't open a soda can. Or have backups. Have some people who are really talented.
Do
two at a time.
Do you have trials? Like, yeah, come in. Steve, sit down, mate. We need to see you open this can.
Yeah.
Oh, Steve, mate, that is great. You're in the team.
Or have backups. Have people just behind the curtains, and they're opening them at the same time just in case the main ones didn't count.
Just in case they don't work, yeah.
I don't know. Disappointing. A Japanese company, they are the current record holders, so their record wasn't broken. They had 1,149,
But the number you said.
But is this cheating? They own a soft drink company.
Not cheating, but I think it'll make it a lot easier for them.
They just get all the workers. I mean, how many workers you got in a soft drink company?
Probably 1,149.
Yeah, well, they're all great at opening cans.
Well done.
Here's what I thought you and I could do. I reckon maybe we have a crack at the world record. What do you think?
Yeah.
Well, let's bring in producer Mason. He's just outside. He's bringing in some soft drink cans right now. Mace, go over next to Jimmy. You've got some soft drink cans there with you.
Yeah. We've can of Coke, mate.
Have Coca-Cola for your. I'm currently drinking a coffee, so I can't. No, I don't have to drink this Coca-Cola.
You don't have to drink, but we don't want it to go to waste.
Mix together and make Coke coffee.
Oh, Coke coffee.
I have a rule that there's no soft drink before lunchtime.
Yeah, and I don't really like soft drink.
Yeah, I'm not really.
So this is going to be waste. So if anyone wants to rock up to the studios and get some open cans.
All right, guys,
this is the world record attempt at opening soft drink cans simultaneously.
Just to let everyone know, there's three of us in the studio. The world record's 1,149.
Who knows what's going to happen?
I think I do. I kind of know
Mace,
the point.
Shut up.
Yeah. Mason, I'm with you, mate.
This is an attempt. All right.
Just quickly, if you're listening, Nate really wants to break a world record. Like, that's his dream.
I've never got there.
For a start, you've got to get more people in the building. Maybe like 1,500 more.
We are attempting this record, okay?
All right, we're a team. One team, one dream.
3, 2, 1. Oh! Mace, the official count.
3.
Just quickly, for those of you that are following I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, Shannon Knowles in the jungle.
Knowlesy.
Nath, you and me think Knowlesy's got this in the bag.
Yeah, I mean, he should have won Australian Idol, but that's a whole other story.
But I'm saying, what if the plot twist is they bring in Guy Sebastian at the end and Guy wins again?
Oh.
and performs I'm an Angel or whatever that song was.
And poor Knowlesy sitting in the corner going,
what about me?
No, you lost. That's what's happening with you.
Hey, Nath, look, on Friday's show, we were talking about a pub over in London. They got a 1-star review. And it got me new thinking. We are new to Hobart. We need to get out and get around the place. So why don't we go out, visit a pub, and give it a review? So that's what we asked. We asked people to call the show, and Erin called, and she said, boys, you should review the Horseshoe Inn in Cambridge.
Yep.
So, Nath, yesterday, Sunday, we went you know, let's go get a feed after we watched the Big Bash at home. Let's go get a feed. So, Nath, you and me, we attempted to go to the Horseshoe Inn in Cambridge, and this is what happened.
We've just arrived at the Horseshoe Inn in Cambridge.
Are we sure this is it?
This is it. It's very picturesque, which is a good thing. We're still in the...
That's all it's got.
Yeah. Because we're still in the car because we drove past the door and it said bistro closed Sundays and Mondays.
Who closes a pub on a Sunday? What about a Sunday
session? It's the pub with no beer. It's very pretty. It's a great view.
And I'm sure it's great from the inside. We'll never know, but I'm sure it's great.
I feel like someone should have told this.
Should we not? Should we knock on the door and do like an Oliver, please, sir, can we have some more
coffee? I'll get out of the car and knock on the door.
All right, knock on the door. You may as well.
Don't drive away.
Go, 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 go. We gotta go.
The old knock and run.
Who are those 7-year-old boys?
Got yous. You're closed, but we knocked on your door and ran away. So, you know, it's a little disappointing that the pub we went to review was closed.
I mean, we should have researched.
To be fair, yes. We should have done some research, pulled a finger out and Googled that they were closed on Sundays and Mondays. But what we thought was we needed to go to a pub because we had our minds set in a pub. So we went for a drive and we found another pub. So, Nath, we've arrived at what is not the Horseshoe Inn.
Nah, look, we've made an executive decision. We found another pub off our own back. We ran down the window to a complete stranger and said, hey, where should we go? And we... Do you want to tell them where we are?
No, because we're supposed to be at the Horseshoe Inn.
So we're not allowed to say the name of the pub we're actually at.
Yeah, we're at Mystery Pub.
All right, well, let's review Mystery Pub.
Now, Nath, what I'm going to propose to you is because... We did. We said, give us a pub review and review it. Mm. And that was the Horseshoe in Cambridge. Now, we went to another pub because we wanted to go have a chicken parmy.
Yeah. It was a good parmy.
It was good. What I'm proposing is we still have to review the Horseshoe Inn.
Even though we didn't get in.
Even though we didn't get in and we went to another pub. And we had some delicious chicken parmies. They were really good.
Oh, they were awesome.
Yeah, they were good. But I think it's only fair because the people wanted us to review the Horseshoe Inn. Mm. So we have to review the Horseshoe Inn.
Oh.
Do you agree?
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, well, if that's what the people want, we've got to review
it. Look, this is what happened after we got our chicken parmies, just in case you wonder what happened at the Mystery Hotel pub.
So, Nath, we just finished our chicken parmies at Mystery Bar. How do you feel?
Yeah, pretty full.
How about you, mate? Oh, yeah, I couldn't eat all my chips. I've offered them to you. They're still here on the plate, but...
What do you mean all? You didn't even have one. It actually looks like there's more chips there than when you actually got them. I don't know how you managed that.
The chips.
This wouldn't happen at the Horseshoe.
Yeah, you don't even get chips.
No.
You don't even get served.
It doesn't even open, so. It was a poor effort from you. You didn't touch those chips.
Yeah, there was a lot. Look, the Mystery Pub gives you a lot of chips.
But I tell you what, if you were at the Horseshoe, you would love those chips because they're fantastic.
So look, if you we have a photo on our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath, if you do want to see a photo of us at the Mystery Pub, maybe you can guess where it is. But Nath, the review of the Horseshoe, out of 5 stars, what are you going to give it?
Out of 5 stars, the Horseshoe, I mean, great view, great people, I'm assuming. The Palmy was fantastic, again, I'm assuming. I'm going to give it a 4.5.
You're giving it a 4.5?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it 1 star.
Oh, wow, you're harsh. Why?
Because it was closed.
Yeah, we're not going back there again. It's going to be closed forever. Jim, I want to talk something very Aussie at the moment. There's an entrepreneur from Victoria over on the mainland. He's invented an Australian version of the Bitcoin, which is an online currency, if people don't know, known as...
Bitcoin was the conversation around Christmas, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like everything I went to, like family events, like it was, you know, my mum and dad, aunties and uncles.
Your mum and dad, your mum who's just working out Instagram was talking about Bitcoin.
Well, it's the thing, mate. It's all on the news. So it's older people going, what is the Bitcoin? How does it work?
Oh, those kind of questions.
Yeah, those questions around Christmas.
Not like I've spent 9 grand on Bitcoin.
No, my mum hasn't purchased Bitcoin.
yet.
She can't work out to turn the Instagram on.
It's called Straya. Straya coin. Basically, it's a fully functioning online currency. But here's the catch. It can only be used to buy really Aussie things. So some of the things you might want to buy, Vegemite, beer, another one
Sorry, they're two separate things.
Oh, Vegemite beer. No, haven't you had that? Oh, so Aussie.
Vegemite, space, beer.
Russell Coit DVDs is on the list.
Oh, Rusty Coit's coming back this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe we should buy some shares DVDs.
And, yeah, Russell.
Using Australia Coit. You can also buy Hills Hoists.
Hills Hoists, yeah, Aussie. Eskies are Aussie. RM Williams.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. You need a few.
And a Kubra hat.
Or what's the one with the corks?
Oh, just like
a cork hat.
A cork hat.
Doesn't that have a cool name?
I don't think they do. I can't think of anything. They're just to get the flies away. Don't really work.
What do you mean? Well, of course they do.
No, but like if there's...
That is a crafty fly if he's getting through those corks.
I've met some crafty flies in my time, mate.
Here's what the Straya coin is described as on the website. A digital dollary-do that you can use to pay Davo back after a trip to the servo.
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah.
Get around. No, I do like that.
What do you think? Is it going to take off? Should we invest in it, perhaps?
I'm not sure if we should invest in it, but I think we should definitely see what everyone else thinks. 13, 12, 16. If you had some Aussie coin, what would you spend it on?
So put it to the people.
Yeah. If you had some money, some Aussie coin, what would you guys spend on?
Okay. 13, 12, 16. Give us a buzz. What would you spend some Aussie Straya Bitcoin on? We'll give you some movie tickets as well if you let us know. 13, 12, 16 is the number. What would you spend your Aussie Straya coin on?
Yeah, looking for some really Australian things. What would you use that money on?
We're going to do that next. Here's Bruno Mars on Hit 100.9. Good morning. Jim, we're talking about the Straya coin. It's a new version of Bitcoin invented by an Aussie. Basically, you can only use it to buy things online that are really Aussie. So things like Vegemite, Hills Hoists, beer. That kind of stuff.
RM Williams, nice Cooper hat.
So we've asked 13, 12, 16, what would you buy with the Australia coin if you bought it? What kind of Aussie thing would you buy? And the best one's going to get some movie tickets as well.
Yeah, you can go see 50 Shades Freed. Don't miss the climax. 50 Shades Freed in cinemas February 8th.
Famous Aussie movie.
Yeah.
Hannah from Collinsville, what would you buy with the Australia coin, Han?
I would definitely buy a Vegemite.
Yeah, Vegemite.
Because, yeah, I absolutely love it. I have it literally on everything.
You have it on everything? What's the strangest thing you have it on, Hannah?
Those Arnott's biscuits.
What Arnott's biscuits? What Arnott's,
as in, like, sweet biscuits?
Yeah.
What?
I haven't heard that before.
Like chocolate and stuff, those ones?
Yeah.
With Vegemite?
Okay.
So yeah. We might have to... No.
Well, that's Aussie.
So, Hannah, you think they taste good too?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, well, we might... I'm actually interested in trying that. We might have to do that on the show tomorrow. Yeah. We're going to get your details, Hannah. That might happen on tomorrow's show.
I'm not going to try it. Jimmy's going to try it. So. Aaron from Granton, what would you buy with the Australia coin, Az?
Get a carton of VB and a packet of Winnie
Blues,
mate.
Mate, it doesn't get any more Aussie than that.
Well done, Aaron. We can't try them on the show tomorrow, though. So that's these two blokes have just walked in.
Yeah, it's time for the gossip.
Yeah, you know that we got it.
What you doing? You gotta stop because it's time for...
Gossip Guy.
Gossip Guy.
Jim, you're an expert with the glossies, with the magazines. How this works is you inform me and Hobart of some glossy gossip stories. Once I understand them, on behalf of the people, I... XOXO. Ding them through for everybody.
Yeah, throw away your women's days. Throw away new ideas. Jim's here with your gossip news.
You don't need that stuff.
You got nothing to fear.
Was that... Oh, were you rhyming?
I did mean to, but...
Okay.
Hey, look, Nath, this is breaking news. I literally just saw this unfolding on Twitter. Kylie Jenner's announced she's a Kardashian, but smart move. Don't take the Kardashian name. Go with Jenner.
Mm.
She had a daughter yesterday.
Oh, that's actually fun.
She's been secretly pregnant for 9 months. Like, no one's knew.
And no one knew.
Yep. She went, sorry, I didn't want this. I wanted to keep to myself. I didn't want it out in the news. Had a healthy daughter yesterday.
Oh, well done.
Yeah.
Well, she's just really good at Photoshop, is she?
What do you mean?
Well, how's she been hiding the belly?
Well, I think she's just not been doing anything for 9 months.
And people have been not asking questions?
Well, I think there were some rumours, like, you know, she's like, hey, I'm just taking a 9-month vacation from the show.
Okay.
But, yeah, no, she's had a baby, so that's right on Twitter right now.
Okay, well done.
Next up, Aaron Carter. You might remember him for this song.
Oh, yeah.
So, He's releasing his first album in 15 years. 15 years he's releasing his first album.
From memory, he was a bit of a heartthrob, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a teen, like a teeny bopper.
Kind of like a Jesse McCartney.
Yeah, yeah. Much like Jesse McCartney. But yeah, he's and it's an electronic album. So it'd be like a bit of a dance.
Why change it? Why not just do seven different versions? I want candy. I want Starburst. Go over that one.
I still want candy. This is a funny one. There was a little bit of a gala, some celebrities getting together, having a drink. And Lady Gaga was there. Ed Sheeran was there.
Oh, Gaga at the gala.
Yep. And Ed's come up to Gaga to say hello. And Gargs has mistaken him for a waiter.
No.
Yeah. And but just
come
like.
Come on, mate.
But he just tapped her on the shoulder and she didn't look. So she's just sort of gone, hey.
Two champagnes, please.
Yeah, please. And he's gone, oh, it's Ed.
But so she did realise and
yeah,
say hi?
Yeah, she said, oh, yeah, sorry.
She said, oh, Ed, yeah, have a great day. But yeah. Two champagnes, please.
And finally, you can see this photo on our Instagram at Jimmy and Nath, the Spice Girls.
Oh, I love those girls.
Yeah, they've got back together. So they have posted a photo. Now, they have said they've come out, this is their quote, "The time now feels right to explore some incredible new opportunities together."
Oh. Yeah. So are they doing new music or?
Well, this is the thing. They haven't said new music. They've said new opportunities.
What?
So I don't know. Maybe possibly they're investing in Bitcoin.
Possibly Bitcoin. Yeah. Possibly a telly movie.
Huge news for sports fans.
Hello, sports fans.
Hello, sports fans. Huge news for sports fans and entertainment fans as well, because the Super Bowl is on today. The 52nd Super Bowl between the Philadelphia Eagles and the New England Patriots.
They're in it again, aren't they? The Patriots.
The Patriots just can't get rid of them. Mm. And that's being played over in Minnesota.
That's
Minnesota. That's how they talk from there. I'm from Minnesota. Really? You've never been.
Is that when they get in all the Scottish people, is it?
Oh, no, they talk from Minnesota. That's how you talk. Have you been to Minnesota?
Haven't.
Have I?
Yes. Haven't. Have you? So,
yeah.
All right. Okay. 13, 12, 16, you're from Minnesota and you don't sound Scottish.
I've been to Minneapolis in Minnesota and that's how they speak. I'll fight you. If you think otherwise, I will fight you. Hey, look, Super Bowl's on today. So if you're a sports fan, people get around and watch that. But also, everyone wants to watch the halftime show this year. Being Justin Timberlake.
That's exciting.
Conveniently, the same time his new album's come out, Man of the Woods.
Oh, was that planned? Probably.
Yeah, 100%. Mm. I think he would have got tapped on the shoulder first to do the halftime show. And then he went,
I need new music for this.
Yeah, probably need to do
some
music.
How long does it go for, the halftime show? I mean, is there other acts as part of it? Because it's a long stint.
Well, when Coldplay did it, they brought out Beyonce and Bruno Mars.
Right, so they just go through their phone book.
Yeah, and there's a lot of guest appearances usually. So I'm figuring there'll be some today. I wouldn't even be surprised if NSYNC came out and did a song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be a little bit disappointing.
Why?
Well, because, I mean, there was Beyonce in the last one.
I don't think Beyonce was the last one. I think Lady Gaga was last year.
If the best you can get is just the other members of NSYNC who didn't quite break through by themselves, then, JT. I mean, we get you want to be the star, but...
NSYNC had some hits.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. But JT's just better.
Who would you like to see him bring out then?
Beyonce.
But we've had Beyonce. Actually, Beyonce was last year, I think.
Ed Sheeran. Yes, he would be amazing.
Yeah, I'm not saying he wouldn't be amazing, but I mean, it's very samey. Like two white dudes singing on stage.
Completely different. Justin Timberlake and Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran has red hair. Completely different.